A new Australian dinosaur species has been classified as the largest ever species to be found on the continent. The bones of the Australotitan cooperensis was discovered by cattle farmers in Yuramanga, southwest Queensland, in 2006. Now, scientists have concluded it was a plant-eating dinosaur in the Titanosaurs family that roamed the country between 92 million and 96 million years ago. Talia Kreft asked Scott Hucknall, a senior curator of geosciences at Queensland Museum and a lead researcher behind the discovery, just what is Australotitan cooperensis?
Australotitan means southern titan. So Australo means southern, and titan is obviously for the titan gods because this animal was so huge. And then cooperensis, cooper is for Cooper Country, and ensis is a derivative name that we use to basically say where it comes from. So it's the Cooper's southern titan. And so it's a pretty cool name for a really, really, really big dinosaur.
How did you and your team first come across this gigantic ancient species?
Well, the first bones were actually found by a young boy when he was 14 years old, Sandy McKenzie Jr., who he was riding a motorcycle around his property and found the first bone of a dinosaur from the whole of southwest Queensland. And so when the museum, Queensland Museum, which is where I work, we went out there to have a look, we were also presented with another dinosaur, a dinosaur nicknamed George, and it was a huge animal, but it was very fragmentary, so there wasn't a lot to go on. So we started an excavation, and the excavation was at a site that eventually was termed Cooper Site, and Cooper Site returned us some amazing bones. So the forearm bone is about 150 centimetres long. The thigh bone's about 190 centimetres long. And then we have the pelvic girdles, we have the forearm bones and the scapula. So we have all of these bones that indicated that we had an absolute giant dinosaur on our hands. But we still didn't really know what species it was. Was it one of the species that had been found before up in about 800 kilometres north in a place called Winton? Or was it unique to science? And after a long period of preparation, getting the bones out of the rock and actually creating digital models, 3D scans of these bones and comparing them across dinosaurs, not only here in Australia but across the world, we ended up discovering that this animal was a new species and it was Australia's largest dinosaur species. So, yeah, a long time coming, about 14 years of painstaking work, but we got there in the end and we now have Australia's largest dinosaur species, a world contender for the largest dinosaurs in the world.
What were some of the challenges that you overcame when you were examining Cooper's fragile bones, and how did you overcome these challenges?
There was a few challenges. I mean, the biggest one is how big they were and how heavy they weighed. So every bone from Cooper weighs somewhere in the order of 200 to 300 kilos. And they're very, very fragile, so they're fractured up into tiny little pieces, but they're all glued together again. And so you can see the whole skeleton had been fractured up, and the bones that were left were very, very fragile. So think about it this way. If I want to see one side of the bone and then flip it onto the other side to look at the other side so I can compare these bones, we actually needed to put it into a sling and a cradle and actually use cranes and forklifts to maneuver the bone around. So it's not like I could just throw the bone in the back of a ute and drive up to Winton or out to the Queensland Museum in Brisbane and compare these dinosaur bones. So using 3D scanning, where we scan one side of the bone and then we scan the other and we composite together a full three-dimensional model, meant that I could literally carry around with me digital models of thousands of kilos of dinosaur bones in a single 7-kilo laptop, which is very cool because it meant that I could travel around and compare the bones and put them all in the same digital space and overlay them and look at them and just see how similar or different they actually were.
What surprised you in your research into Australia's prehistoric dinosaur population?
First of all, the body size of these big plant-eating dinosaurs were huge, and how do you actually sustain such a big body? They're plant eaters, they've got to feed on a huge amount of vegetation, and so we actually found plant fossils and trampled mud that these dinosaurs walked through and crushed other dinosaur bones. So we had a lot of different insights from all the fossils that are associated, not just with the dinosaur, but also the fossils that came alongside the dinosaur bones. So plant fossils, mollusks, there's a little turtle skeleton that was found as well. So there's a lot of really cool things that start to put together a puzzle of what the environment looked like.
Scott Hucknall, Senior Curator of Geosciences at the Queensland Museum, ending that report by Talia Kreft.